Hare Krishna. It's Radhashyama Sundar is on the swing. Dressed them and they're swinging pastime. And it was nice to be at the altar. Simultaneously we had afterwards kirtan. That kirtan's also on the podcast. Three children did grain-giving ceremony too. All of them very successfully and greedily ate everything that they were given. And then we had a class. It's the 15th anniversary of Radhashyama Sundar's installation. And the only reason you don't hear me talking more about it is because obviously I'm absorbed in the book and trying to do that, and therefore not having other festivals and programs and other things which would take me away from really in the last phase. Yesterday I read over chapter 27 of the book. I'm on the reread and adding to, endnotes to, as the editors have required. Reads really nice. It's meeting my expectations, let's put it that way. Anyway, but still, it is 15th anniversary, and I wonder how many devotees listening were here at that time. I know a lot of devotees from UK were present. And so I spoke about letting Radhashyama Sundar into our lives. Coincidentally, there were about 30 guests who had been staying all week, coming from some other towns, and they've been staying for sustainability seminars and yoga workshops, bhakti workshops, Krishna consciousness lectures, eating with devotees, and many of these is the first time ever in New Rajadam, first time ever in a temple, and first time ever with devotees. So I had to pitch the presentation more to them than what I think was originally expected to the residents of New Rajadam, who probably of all devotees are the ones who are naturally most in tune, I should say, or most devoted to Radhashyama Sundar, who live with them, serve them. Some of them have been doing it for coming up to 20 years. So it was a general class, trying to describe to people first the theology of the deity, which is difficult for Westerners, many even religious people who are really programmed against idol worship, idolatry, to really understand the truth or the wonderful significance, how the Lord actually appears in the form of the deity. Actually, that's a wrong expression for me to say that he appears in the form of the deity. He is the form, and therefore he is the deity. People tend to think that if you're representing or you're copying the form of God in material elements, then that's material. The presumption of that logic is that the material element determines whether something's material or not. In other words, it's the marble of Radhashyamasundar that makes Radhashyamasundar material. But instead, our vision is that the form of the Lord is not different than the Lord, and therefore the form actually spiritualizes the material element, rather than materializing, spiritualizes, and therefore is actually Krishna. What to speak of? The devotion with which the Lord is being worshipped, and therefore he reciprocates in that form according to the degree of devotion that he receives. Jivitamam prapadyante. And letting Krishna into our lives, I'm talking now more generally, since many devotees, for them Krishna may be Radha Parasishwara, Radha Landanishwara, or soon Radha Maskavishwara, or other deities, because devotees see, when they talk about Krishna, for them, Krishna is the deity who they are worshipping locally. We don't talk about... we accept Krishna is there in Goloka. He's in another place, in another dimension, way beyond us. But at the same time, we want to take advantage of the fact that he's actually descended. He's actually an avatar. He's descended in the form of his deity to... accept our devotion directly, to engage our senses, to increase our faith and devotion, and to encourage us to go back home, back to Godhead. And that's truly Krishna's most merciful aspect. Krishna's most merciful feature is that he comes into this material world to display his pastimes. One, but then he also leaves. Krishna comes and stays for 120 years. But how many deities do we know of that have been here for not 120 years, but hundreds of years and thousands of years? So that deity form also shows that same wonderful, merciful nature of Lord Krishna of saving conditioned souls. And in the same way as Krishna personally saves conditioned souls, also his deity form does the same. One difference that immediately comes to mind is that but the deity doesn't kill anyone. The deity is very merciful and very kind, both to atheists and to devotees alike. And bringing Krishna into our lives, well, devotees who've taken initiation, they've already invited Krishna into their life, isn't it? That's what initiation is about. Diksha Kali Atma Samarpan Jiva Kali Krishna Atma Sam. Is that at the time of initiation, we enter into Krishna's family. We're given access into Krishna's family when someone invites you into their family. Obviously, you're not there in some kind of passive role, but you're very much there in an active role, and you enter that family wholeheartedly and accept the head of the family as your own guide. In the same way, we allow Krishna to enter into our own lives by making our commitment to him. And when we make that commitment to him, then it's a commitment to go back home, back to Godhead. It's a commitment to fully surrender to him. We may not be fully surrendered, but at least we're going forward in this process of going back to Godhead, knowing that this material world is really not the place to be. It's not a place to hang out. And so bringing Krishna into our lives is a process. It's a process that requires a certain vision. It requires a mission. This mission statement or the vision is given to us back home, back to Godhead. Those devotees who have that mission statement as their goal in life, then they can actually bring Krishna into their lives. Otherwise, of course, people can have Krishna in their lives, or Krishna can be part of their life to one way or another. Karmis, Gyanis, materialistic devotees, yogis, they may have Krishna as part of their life, but for Krishna to be all of your life, or to actually achieve that perfection of back home, back to Godhead, Krishna has to be your life. Narottam Das Thakur says, Radha Krishna Panamor Jugala Kishore Jivani Maranigati Arnahimor. Radha and Krishna, in life or death, you're my life, Pranamor. It's not just words. Narottam Das Thakur is not just saying, he's feeling like that, because he's attained that state of Krishna consciousness that we're also hankering for. But we need to hanker for it. We need to want to go in that direction. And how is it that we keep on going in that direction? How do we do in that direction? That we live our life in such a way as anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dinavritam. Our lives are lived in the way that we're always acting to please Krishna. When we're always acting to please Krishna, when we're always aware that our main priority is that Krishna should be happy with my words, with my deeds, with my thoughts, with everything that I do, and that's what I base my life on, then we're bringing Krishna into our lives. Sometimes we may not succeed, that's all right, but still we're bringing him into our lives. It then is a process which will certainly meet with success. Why? Because Krishna wants to be part of our lives. Srila Prabhupada would often say that Krishna wants us, wants to be part of our lives more than we want him to be part of our lives. He's ready. He's ready to fully get absorbed. It's just that we're dragging our legs. We don't want to be go things too fast. I don't want to be a fanatic. I want to take my time, etc., etc. You've heard those arguments. We've made those arguments. But Krishna's there. And he's there. He's standing on the altar. He's not going anywhere. He's made a commitment to us. He tolerates everything, whether we feed him, whether we don't feed him, whether we dress him or don't dress him. He's fully surrendered. He's showing us the example of being fully dependent. He's fully dependent on us. And now he wants us to be fully dependent on him. So, bringing Krishna into our lives. How do we bring Krishna into our lives more and more and more? It's a real science. But certainly, Krishna says, Anantas chintayanto mam yogakshema baham yaham. If we try, tadami buddhi yogam tam, he'll give us the intelligence to achieve that, and he'll also give us everything that we need, because he wants to be part of our lives. And although our faith may not be very strong, we're thinking, I'll lose out, I won't be so happy, I'll be such and such, and we're not fully convinced. But Srila Prabhupada has told us to the opposite. He says, don't worry, you won't be the loser. You'll never regret giving yourself to Krishna. So let's have faith in Srila Prabhupada's words. We won't regret giving ourselves to Krishna. Let's keep sight of that vision, that this is what we came for, this is what we're here for, and this is what Krishna's waiting for, and we won't regret it. Hare Krishna.